listening to Braves Country Radio, your home for the classic call of Braves Country Baseball. Hey, Braves Country, I'm Mac McGee. Join us for Pitch by Pitch, Play by Play, the classic call of Braves Country Baseball. We're bringing you Atlanta Braves baseball all year long. Jump into our pregame show, Braves Country Today, just before first pitch. Stick around for the postgame show, Braves Country Tonight, where we will open up the phone lines and react to your calls or your comments all year long. That's Braves Country Radio, pitch by pitch, play by play, your home for the classic call of Braves Country Baseball. A is for Alex, the great Alexander. More goose eggs he pitched than a popular gander. B is for Bresnahan, back of the plate. The Cubs were his love and McGraw his hate. C is for Cobb, who grew spikes, not corn, and made all the basemen wish they weren't born. D is for Dean, the grammatical diz. When they asked who's the tops, said correctly, I is. E is for Evers, his jaw in advance, never afraid to tinker with chance. F is for Fordham, and Frankie and Fish. I wish he were back with the Giants, I wish. G is for Gehrig, the pride of the stadium. His record, pure gold. His courage, pure radium. H is for Hornsby, when pitching to Raj. The pitcher would pitch, then the pitcher would dodge. I is for me, not a hard-hitting man, but an outstanding all-time, incurable fan. J is for Johnson, the big train in his prime, was so fast he could throw three strikes at a time. K is for Keeler, as fresh as green paint, the fastest and mostest to hit where they ain't. L is for LaHoy, whom Clevelanders love, Napoleon himself with glue in his glove. M is for Maddie, who carried a charm in the form of an extra brain in his arm. N is for Newsom, Bobo's favorite kin. You ask how he's here, he talked himself in. O is for Ott, of the restless right foot. When he leaned on the pellet stay put. P is for Plank, the arm of the A's. When he tangled with Matty, games lasted for days. Q is for Don Quixote, Cornelius Mack. Neither Yankees nor years can halt his attack. R is for Ruth, to tell you the truth. There's no more to be said, just R is for Ruth. S is for Speaker, swift center field tender. When the ball saw him coming, it yelled, I surrender. T is for Terry, the giant from Memphis, whose 400 average you can't overemphasize. You would be Ubel if Carl wore a Cockney, but we say Hubble in baseball like football in Rockney. V is for Vance, the Dodgers' very own Dazzy. None of his rivals could throw as fast as he. W, Wagner, the bow-legged beauty, short, close to all traffic with Honus on duty. X is the first of two X's in Fox, who was right behind Ruth with his powerful socks. Y is for Young, the magnificent Cy. People battled against him, but I never knew why. Z is for Zenith, the summit of fame. These men are up there. These men are the game. Lineup for yesterday, Ogden Ash, January 1949, Sport Magazine. You're listening to Braves Country Radio's Braves Country Baseball. Braves Country Radio, you can find it on YouTube. We stream live every single Atlanta Braves baseball game. Find us now. YouTube.com/@Braves Country, Braves Country Radio. We join the game in progress. Atlanta Braves trail the Philadelphia Phillies 6-4 in the bottom of the sixth. Today's broadcast, Braves Phillies, enjoy. had a 3.08 ERA in 2023 at Rome. 27-year-old, 6'2", 196 pounds. Bases loaded, one out. Braves trail 6-4. Looks like there's a pitch com. Well, they didn't fix that. We only had 4 months to figure that thing out. I thought they would get all those pitch comms that they got from Wish, get those traded in for something from Amazon or something, but it looks like they're using the same ones. So Hughes comes in with the bases loaded, one out, first pitch on the way, check swing, went around for a strike, it's 0-1. The 0-1, swing, and bangs that foul, it's 0-2. Hughes is actually an ex-Philadelphia Philly, was traded from Philly to Atlanta back in March of last year. One of those minor moves that happened during the spring training. The 0-2 pitches in the dirt, taken all the way, it's 1-2. Started with the Phillies organization back in 2021. Traded to Atlanta last year, then pitched in Rome last year. Single A Rome. The 1-2 pitch, swing, goes around for a strike. It's strikeout number one for Hughes, and there's two outs in the inning, and the base is loaded. Base is loaded, two outs, the pitch on the way. Changeup misses well off the plate and wide. It's 1-0. Robert Moore, the batter, batted 233 at 8 home runs last year, but he was playing college baseball for the Wisconsin Badgers. The 1-0 pitch, swing, and chops that foul. Might have banged it off his foot. It's 1-1. The 1-1. Yeah, Yelton, you ain't kidding about those South Korea games that are coming up. The 1-1 pitch, down and in, misses. It's 2-1. It's several stations that asked us about it, if we were going to carry it, and after talking about it, we went ahead and decided to do it. The 2-1 pitch, right there at the knees. Looked like it grabbed the zone, but he's going to call it a ball. Ball 3, 3-1. Really looked like that cutter might have nipped the edge of the zone. So a full count, bases loaded, Braves trail by two, bottom of the six, two outs. The 3-1 pitch, inside, ball 4. Moore will get the RBI. The run crosses the plate, and Philadelphia takes a 7-4 lead. Castro comes across to score. 7-4, bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the sixth. The pitch on the way. Swing and a miss over the top. It's 0-1. Barton Radcliffe is now the batter. 12 home runs in the minor leagues last year for Philadelphia. The 0-1 pitch, down below the knees, I guess, off the edge, it's 1-1. Looked like it might have clipped the plate. The 1-1 pitch, inside for a strike, and it's 1-2. Radcliffe didn't like that call, but a little bit inconsistent here in the last couple innings. But I guess the umps need spring training as well. The 1-2 pitch, down and in, almost gets him. It's 2-2. Threw a cutter that went down around just over the ankles. Almost got him inside. It's actually hard to believe it didn't hit his back foot. So a 2-2 pitch. Bases juice, two outs. Pitch on the way. Gonna call that a ball off the plate. He's really pinching him. Full count. Alvarado appears to be coming into the game for the Phillies when we hit the seventh inning. The 3-2. Hughes lets her go. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Gets out of the jam. Philly does get a couple of runs on the board, but could have been much worse. Jose Alvarado, quite possibly the Philadelphia closer for 2024, is entering the game.
But how old are you?
Well, I know you were looking for someone early to mid-20s. I'm slightly older.
Right. How old?
I just turned 29.
Recently?
Last year.
So you're 29?
Last year.
And how old are you, like, right now?
One more year older.
So 30?
Yeah. 32.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Whatever We Have in Stock Are Us.
your one-stop place to shop for whatever we happen to have lying around at the time.
You're playing with my mind.
I'm trying to play with your body.
I knew it. You're trying to seduce me.
Well, of course I'm trying to seduce you, for God's sake. I'm doing a damn poor job of it. Aren't I pretty?
God, I think you're real cute.
Cute? Baby ducks are cute. I hate cute.
What to do when your child hits?
I'm pretty sure I already know what to do, but let's see if we're on the same page.
If you don't know me already, I help people parent better.
Help people parent better? I don't like the way you worded that.
All right, three reasons why kids hit.
I'm pretty sure there's only one reason why kids hit.
And the three-step process to get them to stop.
I'm pretty sure my one-step procedure would suffice.
Reason number one why kids hit. Their physical development outpaces their verbal and intellectual development, so this is how they communicate.
Or they just bad.
Reason number two why kids hit. Because it's effective at getting our attention.
AKA they bad.
Number three, older kids hit because it has been modeled to them. So how do we get them to stop?
You give them an old school ass whipping, that's how.
We are going to redirect their hands to do something more appropriate.
I'll be too busy directing my own hands.
Armchair.
I see great things in baseball. It's our game, the American game. It will take our people out of doors, fill them with oxygen, give them a larger physical stoicism, tend to relieve us from being a nervous, dyspeptic set. Repair these losses and be a blessing to us. Walt Whitman.
Welcome back to Braves Country Baseball. The Atlanta Braves trail 7-4. Jose Alvarado will come into the game. As of right now, he would be the Philadelphia closer, assuming. But there have been rumors of Philadelphia making a move. One of the big acquisitions that's still out there on the trade market is the first pitch on the way to Horn is off the plate wide for a ball. It's 1-0. The 1-0 pitch swung on, grounded up the middle. A worm burner past the diving shortstop into center field. And your Atlanta Braves got something cooking here, and it's spring training, but we'll go ahead and warm it up. One on, nobody out. That'll bring Lurie Garcia. Most of y'all would know him from the White Sox, or most of y'all don't know who he is at all, but that's where he came from. Always had pretty good stick. His biggest issue over his entire career has just been staying healthy. The 0-1 pitch swung on and grounded back foul behind the backstop, and so on too. One of the big names that they've talked about could be heading to Philadelphia in a trade would be Devin Williams. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, slider at the ankles, and there's one away. Lefty-lefty matchup now. Waddell steps to the plate. Luke Waddell takes a hack at the first pitch and slaps it back behind home plate. It's 0-1. Most of y'all would remember Luke Waddell. He has been on the spring roster a couple of years now. It's always been looked upon as a possible emergency type of infielder if the Braves had a couple of injuries. The 0-1 pitch, swing and fouls it straight back. It's 0-2. Had a couple of really good games last spring that we covered. I remember Waddell having some solid games, but he's never going to be a guy with a lot of thump in his bat. Had 8 home runs in the minor leagues last year, did bat .275. The 0-2 pitch swung on. That ball is floated, but not high enough. It's going to die into the glove of the Philadelphia shortstop. And there's two away. Runner retreats back to first. So two out, one on. And J.P. Martinez will come to the plate. He's in for Michael Harris. Harris, who hit a home run earlier today. First pitch on the way to JP. Down and away for ball. It's 1-0. JP came over just a few weeks ago. The 1-0 pitch swung on and fouled back out of play. It's 1-1. The 1-1 swung on and slow dribbler over to short. It's going to be a 6 four put out, and that'll end the inning. So Braves get the leadoff runner on but can't do anything with it. We'll be back in a flash here on Braves Country Baseball.
The Almighty says this must be a fashionable fight. It's drawn the finest people.
People say that, oh, you want to be different so bad, you want to be different so bad. No. I would much rather fit in and be liked. But there's something wrong with me, psychologically.
Nice to meet you, Meg.
Wow, you've got a great voice. Would you record my outgoing voicemail message?
I'd be happy to.
And could you make it sound like one of your truck commercials?
If you're looking for something rugged, something durable, something with an endless supply of gas and a tailgate made for dumping, then you must be looking for Meg. Meg might not be much to look at, but with two different shaped airbags, Meg is one ride you won't mind taking out to the middle of nowhere and giving it your all. She's road ready and road hard. Kindly leave your go-by and Roman numerics at the sound of the chow bell.
Let's keep the Dodgers in Brooklyn. My house is not a home without some...
One summer day in 1839 at Cooperstown, New York, on the shores of Lake Otsego, the local academy was playing a game of town ball against Green's select school. The rules of town ball were so loose that every hit was fair, and boys sometimes ran headlong into one another. That day, an academy player named Abner Doubleday sat down and on the spot drew up the rules for a brand new game and called it baseball. Abner Doubleday would eventually become a hero at the Battle of Gettysburg, and his game would become the national pastime, or so the legend has it. Abner Doubleday really was a distinguished soldier, but he was at West Point, not Cooperstown, that summer. Never claimed to have had anything to do with baseball, may never have even seen a professional game.
Braves Country Radio, your home for the classic call of Braves Country Baseball. Welcome back to Braves Country Baseball. Atlanta Braves trail 7-4. We're heading to the bottom of the seventh inning. Coming on for the Atlanta Braves now, right-hander Daniel Martinez had a 3.50 ERA in Mississippi last year, 4-7 record. 25-year-old, 5'11", 190. First two pitches are outside, well outside of the zone. It's 2-0. The 2-0 pitch, righty-righty matchup versus Felix Reyes, who had 10 home runs last year in the Philadelphia minor league system. Pitch misses well outside. Ball 3, 3-0. The 3-0 pitch. Let's her go. Swing and a miss on the outer edge. It's 3-1. Originally started his career, Daniel Martinez, with the Lansing Lugnuts, and then the Braves signed him in January 30th, 2023, is a 3-1 pitch. Four-seamer right there on the inner cut for a strike. It's 3-2. Signed him to a minor league deal last January. He pitched in Rome and in Mississippi all year long last year. 3-2 pitch. Misses outside. Ball 4. So a leadoff walk. I believe it was Yelton that mentioned it at the very beginning, not too long ago, but it does seem like that these umpires are pinching these pitchers here in spring training, which is a little unexpected. I know that they're dealing now with, because they have to deal with all the pitch tracks and whatnot. They have to worry about their grades. First pitch on the way is a swing and a miss over the top by Clemens, who's 0-1. Starts him off with that cutter, and it's an 0-1 count to the left-hander. Righty-lefty matchup. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball just misses inside, 1-1. Philly 7, Braves 4. The 1-1. Right there for a strike, another curveball. And it's 1-2. His curveball kind of drops in almost like a slow change. hangs dangerously high in the zone, but if it keeps it under his hands, it's pretty effective. The 1-2 pitch from Martinez. Inside almost gets the batter. In fact, I believe that Clemens was trying to lean into that one. He awkwardly stuck his right knee towards the plate as that soft pitch came in. So a 2-2 count, one on, nobody out. Runner on first, Martinez. Looks over his shoulder and lets it fly. Swing and a miss, strike three. High heat, top shelf, and there's one away. One on, one out, and that'll bring Castro to the plate. Another righty-lefty matchup for Martinez. First pitch on the way, swing and a miss. It's 0-1. The 0-1 kicks and deals inside, almost gets him on the front foot. Somehow missed it, and it's 1-1. Phillies 7, Braves 4, bottom of the 7th. Martinez comes set, lets her fly. Swing and a miss. Fastball up top, it's 1-2. There's going to be a time called. Martinez steps off the mound. When Martinez sets up these batters with that slow pitch and backs it up with the high heat on the outer edge, they really seem off balance, but I don't know if he's got the stuff to ever get to the top because he's barely hitting the 90s with that. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back out of play. But regardless, you got to get these guys work as well because they're going to be a key part of your minor league system, and you never know. Usually these smaller build pitchers nowadays don't make it. The 1-2, down and in, it's 2-2. Spencer Strider is the outlier to that rule. He's not a very tall pitcher, but generates a lot of power from his legs. The 2-2 pitch swung on, and that ball is going to be lifted into left field. Coming in and making a diving catch is Milligan. Looked like that ball was going to get down, and he had to lunge forward, stick the glove out, flashing the leather, and there's two away. Good play by Milligan. Cody Milligan had a good beat on that. First pitch on the way is a swing and a miss up top. Fastball by Podkul. By Martinez to Podkul, it's 0-1. The 0-1 to Podkul, right there at the knees, slider on the outer edge, it's 0-2. That's about the best slider I've seen him throw yet. And his fastball is getting up a little higher. That fastball to start the at-bat was up to 90, almost 94 miles an hour. So an 0-2 count, one on, two outs. Time is called. Nick Podkul at the plate, 26-year-old, played his college ball at Notre Dame, drafted by the Blue Jays in 2018. The 0-2 pitch, fastball, just misses high. It's 1-2. Podkul has played a few games for the Phillies, a few at-bats over the last year. The 1-2 pitch, curveball, buckled his knees for strike three, and that'll end the inning. Phillies put one on but failed to score. We will be back in a flash here on Braves Country Baseball.
I should have gone to law school or high school.
Mike Schmidt batting .286, 10 homers. He's knocked in 29. He's tied for second in the league in home runs behind Eric Davis, who has 13 of them. Schmidt, Dawson, and Durham of the Cubs each have 10. 1-1 to Schmidt. Schmidt lifetime is hitting just .189 against Nolan Ryan. 7 hits and 37 at-bats. 5 of those 7 hits have been home runs. Struck him out. First strikeout for Ryan. That's 2 down here in the first.
But, you know, I want to say one thing in all seriousness. I feel sorry for you people that don't drink. I mean it, because when you wake up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel all day.
Armchair.
Babe. Do you like my new nails?
Let me see them. Yeah, those are cool.
The red?
I like the bubble bath ones better, but those are alright.
How do you know what bubble bath is?
What do you mean? Like, everybody knows that.
From who? Because I've never gotten those.
You haven't?
No. How do you know what those are? Who have you been hanging with?
What do you mean?
How do you know what those are?
No, I do like yours, though. They look good.
Armchair.
You think about it. What is there in your life, besides your love of family, maybe, that carries all the way through from almost your earliest recollections till the day you die, and you care about it in one way or another? There are very, very few things that make that list. We come to things at various times in our lives when we can comprehend them, when we have an interest in them. But we have a child's interest in baseball, in my case, from the time I was 5. I can't imagine never having an interest in baseball. So it will be one of the few things in my life that I have cared about in one way or another, all the way through.
Welcome back. Atlanta Braves will grab the bats as we head to the 8th inning. First pitch on the way is down and away for a ball. It's 1-0. New pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies, it's Hoffman. Saw him in the postseason as well. The 1-0 pitch to Alvarez. Check swing goes around on the slider away. It's 1-1. Philadelphia, outside of the starter, has treated this like a game 7. We've seen their complete starting bullpen. The 1-1, high and out of the zone, it's 2-1. Something makes me think that some of the Philly brass had Philly's money line on this game. Because you don't normally see all the relievers come into a spring training game. The 2-1 sizzles it high and inside, just under the chin of Alvarez. It's 3-1. Nacho Alvarez, just 20 years old, the 3-1 pitch, clips the inner part of the zone. I know it's highly unlikely, but man, that's a guy that I want to see make the team. That's like the best name, Nacho Alvarez. It's from Riverside, California. The 3-2 pitch. Ball 4. Pitches inside. Hoffman didn't like it. Nacho Alvarez from Fontana, California, played his college ball at Riverside, California, the community college. First pitch on the way to the left-handed bat of Milligan, who just made a nifty catch in the outfield. Inside, but called for a strike. It's 0-1. The 0-1 to Milligan. Inside, slider misses high and inside. 1-1. Cody Milligan, 25 years old, from Denver, Colorado. The 1-1 pitch. High and inside, ball 2, 2-1. 2019 draft, Cody Milligan was the 9th round pick, 277th overall by the Atlanta Braves. 2-1 to Milligan. The pickoff move over to first. The ball gets away, but stays right in the first base bag, so Nacho will stay right there at first. The 2-1 pitch on the way. That pitch misses. Ball 3, 3-1. So a 3-1 count, runner on first, nobody out. Braves trail 7-4. Righty-lefty matchup. Hoffman lets her go. Swung on, and that ball is bang foul back behind home plate. Out of play, full count. No, Hoffman's a fan favorite, and some have talked about Hoffman possibly being the closer. It really comes between him and Alvarez. The 3-2 pitch. Caught looking, strike 3. Cody Milligan could not pull the trigger. A fastball that was set up for outside caught the inside clip, and there's one away. So one down, one on. That'll bring Liberato to the plate. Liberato, another righty-lefty matchup. Liberato in right field this afternoon. 28 years old, swing and a miss. It's 0-1. He is from the Dominican Republic. The 0-1 pitch is in the dirt. Did he go around? He did not. It's 0-2. The 1-1. Rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. Strike on the Outer Edge, it's 1-2. Luis Liberato was in the Seattle organization way back in 2016. The 1-2 pitch swung on and fouled down the left field line. Is it fair? No, it's just foul. He's not exactly a doppelganger, but man, does he favor Eddie Rosario. Even has the Eddie Rosario helmet. Doesn't have the stance that Rosario has. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing! Pops it up. Can of corn, but I think it's going to bend out of play just into the shaded part of the seats as the shadows start to creep in here in the eighth inning. The 1-2 pitch. Inside 2-2. The 2-2. Hoffman comes set. Lets her go. Swung on. Banged up the middle. Kind of a weird hop. It's going to be a 4-6-3 attempt. But those put the ball right in his pocket because the shortstop, Castro, could not get the ball in time after the weird. Oh, I see what happened. The ball actually deflected off of the pitcher's glove. They're pretty fortunate that ball didn't get into right field. By the time that slowed the ball down, there was no chance of getting the runner down to the first baseline. So that'll bring Conley to the plate. Cal Conley, 24 years old, fourth round pick for the Braves in 2021 out of Texas Tech. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss over the top. The changeup, it's 1-1. Cal Conley got 18 at-bats in last year at the end of the season. The 1-1 swung on. That ball is grounded up the middle for a base hit, and runner's going to go from first to third. We got runners on the corners, two outs, and the tying run coming to the plate. Rob Thompson's coming out to talk to Hoffman. And he's going to make a pitching change. So we will be back in a flash when we come back. The Braves have the tying run at the plate. It looks like the Phillies are going to the right-hander. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back. Christian Hernandez is going to come in. This is the first time we'll have seen a minor league pitcher for the Phillies. He had a 3.66 ERA last year in double A ball. They're saying that he's got an actual chance to make the roster. Is the first pitch on the way? Runner goes. Did he make it? He did. And now they've got the, oh my word, runner caught in the rundown at third base, Liberato. They were attempting a double steal, but Liberato got a really late jump. A bad read. He got gunned down at third. So give the stolen base at second base, but Liberato picked off at third. We'll be back in a flash.
Why is there a pancake in the silverware drawer?
I mean, why is there silverware in the pancake drawer?
Basketball players want to be football players, and football players want to be basketball players, and we all want to play baseball. Like
enjoy sun-drenched days, epic stays, and plenty of room to roam in Greater Fort Lauderdale. Our hotels, attractions, and restaurants have taken the Visit Lauderdale Safe and Clean pledge, so you can relax and explore with confidence. When you're ready for that well-deserved staycation, our 23 miles of golden beaches await. Find wide-open spaces to hike, bike, kayak, and paddleboard. Visit your favorite attractions, then dine out in style in or al fresco on waterfront patios. Learn more at sunny.org.
Okay, if you were in the 20s, in the 80s, how did you get your hair to stay? Okay, because I am spraying. I am really spraying, and I am teasing. But in 20 minutes, this is going to be gone. How did you do it? Because that was up here. And as far as I'm concerned, it was there all day. So if you know, please let me know, because I'm trying to recreate your look. And I don't know how to do it, okay? Because I was born in 1999. Thank you so much. Love you. Bye.
The ref wants to fight. See him? He's like, fight
me. Offsides.
Right, they're on his side. He's like,
no, he's calling offsides.
Oh, I didn't know. Cussing.
No, it's a false start.
Oh, false start. Same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Oh, okay. Look, power to the people.
Fourth down.
Oh, fourth down. I mean, that's fourth down.
Yeah, that's fourth down.
Illegal hair pull.
Illegal substitution.
Nose punch.
Face mask.
Illegal leg stretch. You can't
stretch. The kicker. Do you even watch football?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Look, he's so mad he just kicked the ball.
It's a field goal.
Ref's like, why'd you kick the ball? If I was the ref, I'd probably go talk to him. I'd probably be like, you can't just be kicking the ball because you're mad.
It measures just 9 inches in circumference, weighs only about 5 ounces, and is made of cork wound with woolen yarn, covered with 2 layers of cowhide, and stitched by hand precisely 216 times.
Welcome back. First pitch on the way from Martinez, who's back out there on the bump, is for a strike in the top shelf to Muziati. It's 0-1. The 0-1 righty-lefty matchup. Swung on, chopped over towards the third base side. Going to wait for the long bounce. Fires it over to first. Just gets Muzi by about, we'll say, a quarter step at the most. Fine throw by Lurie Garcia. And there's one away. Righty-righty matchup. Pitch on the way from Martinez to Roberts. The 0-1. Swing and chop that foul curveball on the outer edge. It's 0-2. One down, 0-2 pitch. Martinez lets her go. Outside wide, 1-2. The 1-2. There was a pretty good argument made that I didn't even think about this the other day. I was listening to a podcast, and the 1-2 pitch misses high and out of the zone, 2-2. If you remember, a couple of weeks ago, Bobby Witt Jr. signed I think it was 11-year deal for just under $300 million. I think it was like $280-something. It's the 2-2 pitch, swung on, popped up. High in the sky, fighting the sun, making the catches. J.P. Martinez really had to fight that high sun, and there's two away. And they made the argument, and they did the math, and actually they were right. His deal on the 282, when it's all said and done, is going to be worth more than Ohtani's $700 million deal because he's getting paid such little on the front end that Ohtani will not be getting all the interest in the investment in. So when it's all said and done, Bobby Witt Jr. is going to make more money than Shohei Ohtani. Off of that, obviously, Ohtani's going to have more in ad revenues and whatnot. The 0-1 pitch, swung on, rifled down the right field line. Is it foul? Just foul. Leaping attempt by Horn. Just misses glove, it's 0-2. I never would have thought of it that way, but it makes a lot of sense to me. When you're getting $2 million a year for 10 years, you're not getting near the investment that he's going to get when I want to say his came out to somewhere just below 27 a year. The 0-2 pitch misses inside, almost clips him on the belt. It's 1-2. So a 1-2 count, pitch on the way, caught looking, strike three. He got caught watching the paint dry, and that'll end the inning. We'll head to the top of the ninth inning. Your Atlanta Braves will try to tie this up or even better when we come back.
Why is there a pancake in the silverware drawer?
My wife threatened to leave me because of my filthy and disgusting habits. I was so shocked, I almost choked on my toenails.
Now, if you want to crown them, but they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, buddy, I'll be back. I'm going to run to McDonald's real quick. Didn't they suspend your license today in court?
Yeah, what's that got to do with anything?
You can't drive with no license, Roy.
What are you talking about? Yeah, you can't. I don't use a license to start my truck.
What are you going
to
do if you get pulled over with no license?
Same thing I always do when I get pulled over.
Run.
You're going to get in trouble, man.
What are they going to do, take my license?
You're going to go back to jail.
And guess what? When I get out, I'll drive home.
Man, one of these times, they're just not going to let you out of jail.
Nah, next time I go to jail, I'm going to be there for a while after what I said to the judge last time. I am on thin ice.
If I want to smoke, I will smoke. If I want to drink, I will drink. If I want to go out, I will go out. Because I'm the one that brings the money in this house. I'm the one with the buff in this house. So if I'm going to go out, you're going to stay here with the kids. You got that? And that's how it is. That's how I'm gonna tell him when she gets here.
It travels 60 feet 6 inches from the pitcher's mound to home, and it can cover that distance at nearly 100 miles an hour. Along the way, it can be made to twist, spin, curve, wobble, rise, or fall away.
Welcome back. Braves trail by three. Thank you, Goat. Working hard on these off season. We got a lot of them that y'all have not heard before. Almost a brand new slate. There's a ton of them. We're gonna continue to put them. I keep saying we. It's me. It's me and my dogs. So there you go. First pitch on the way from Bryce, the right-hander coming in to try to slam the door. Pitch misses outside to Rivero. It's 1-0. Austin Bryce, 31-year-old, was born in Hong Kong. Drafted by the Marlins in 2010. And has kind of bounced all over the league. Signed with the Phillies in the offseason, trying to find a role with the Philadelphia Pen. The 1-0 misses outside 2-0. The 2-0 pitch, high and inside, ball three. So a 3-0 count. Horn stands on deck. Sebastian Rivero, way high out of the zone, over the plate, but about chin high, and it is ball four. So the Atlanta Braves get the leadoff runner on. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch on the way. Swing and a miss up top on the outer shelf. It's 0-1. Bryson Horn, 1-for-1 with a single. 24-year-old. First pitch swung on, hit high and deep. Over the wall! Ding dong, that pitch is dead. That thing took off in a hurry. Six 7-6 your score. He was a little late on the swing, but got the ride. He's got a big, you know what, eating grin in the dugout right now. And the Braves trail by one. First pitch on the way. About to pull up the bio of Bryson Thorne, but a little too late for that. Let's go to Lurie Garcia. Lurie Garcia, 0-1. Takes the first pitch right there, first strike. It's 0-1. The 0-1, sinker up top, 94 miles an hour. And it's quickly 0-2. Curious if y'all like these Braves spring training uniforms. I know there's been a lot of pushback back and forth. The 0-2 pitch swung on and hit down the left field line, just falling foul out of the reach in between left and third. I know the biggest pushback has been on those pants, man. There's been some funny stuff going on in them showing the especially a few of the team's home white pants and what they're made out of. The 0-2 pitch, comebacker, Adam ball. And Bryce will grab it, flip it over to first. A 1-3 put out, and there's one away. So one down. Luke Waddell comes to the plate. He's 0-1. The first pitch on the way, fastball up top, swing and a miss, 95. About letter high, it's 0-1. Waddell was the fifth-round pick in the 2021 draft. Played his college ball at Georgia Tech. The 0-1, high and out of the zone, it's 1-1. The 1-1. Rocks, kicks, and deals, high and out of the zone, 2-1. Tying run stands at the plate. Go ahead on deck. The 2-1 pitch. Lets her go. Swing and a miss. It's 2-2. He's thrown four consecutive. They're calling him sinkers, but they're really more of a split of a two-seamer. A little bit of a rise. The 2-2. Swung on. Smack foul against the backstop. Up against the screen. We'll do it again at 2-2. On deck is J.P. Martinez. In the hole is Alvarez, Nacho Alvarez. The 2-2 pitch. Just outside, did he hold up? They're going to check down the line. They said he did not go around. So a full count. Full count to Waddell, trying to get on any way he can, representing the tying run. The payoff pitch. Swung on, that ball is laced into right field. That's down for a base hit, and your Atlanta Braves got something cooking. One on, one out. Top of the ninth, trail by just one. J.P. Martinez, the batter, drops a bunt down. Pretty darn good bunt. Catcher comes up, fires it over to first, and he's going to be safe. The throw was in the dirt. I don't know if he would have gotten him anyways. J.P. Martinez, I would think, is going to be given a single on that play. It was a drop bunt that you could say was almost sacrifice-like, but he pulled the trigger at the last second, so it was really a bunt for a base hit that came through. And we've got runners on first and second. One out. Yeah, I don't know if that throw would have beaten him. It skipped. It was a one hopper. The catcher had to kind of throw off balance. I think JP would have been safe regardless. And he was given a single on the play. So first and second, one out. Anything in the gap would get you the run, as JP has wheels, as we just saw. Nacho Alvarez comes to the plate. Righty-righty matchup. Nacho digs in. The pitch on the way. Way outside wide. Slider misses. It's 1-0. Nacho's real name is Ignacio, and it just organically became Nacho after playing ball became everybody's favorite nickname for him, and it stuck. The 1-0 pitch, high strike, top of the zone, it's 1-1. It's pretty much just been living on slider sinker. The 1-1 pitch, fisted foul. And that one really had some two-seam bite to it. It came in on the wrists of Nacho. He's down to his last strike, a 1-2 count. Runners on first and second, one out, trying to keep the line moving. The pitch on the way. Slider misses outside wide. It's 2-2. The 2-2, two on, two out. Deuces wild here in the ninth. The pitch on the way, misses high, ball three. So a full count to Nacho. Waddell on second. JP on first. They would be running on contact. The payoff pitch, high and inside. The bases are juiced. Here comes Cody Milligan. The chance to be the hero. Any kind of a decent fly ball would tie the game. Now remember, there is no extra innings in spring training games anymore. The only way that happens is if the two teams had decided already, and I don't believe that's the case. First pitch on the way. Ball is hit off the pitcher's foot, flips it over to first. A run will score. The game is tied. Is Milligan safe? He is safe. He beat the throw. And Milligan has tied the game up. It's 7-7. That happened so quickly. It was a comebacker that kicked off the foot of the third baseman. They called him out. They took a long time to show that on the, well, they're still showing on the Philly screen that the bases are loaded. On the MLB, I didn't see him actually called out, so we'll have to wait to see this. Right now, we've got runners on second and third and two out, according to MLB, but bases loaded. They're panning the... Okay, it is. It's second and third and two out. I don't know what's going on with the Philly cast. The 2-0 pitch is down and inside. Ball three, Liberato is the batter. You tend to run into these things during spring training. The folks that are running the boards in the studios aren't necessarily top-notch baseball people. The 3-0 pitch. Fastball right down the pipe for a strike. It's 3-1. Braves 7, Philly 7. Pitch on the way. Swing and slice that foul. A full count now. It's 3-2. So a 3-2 count. Runners on second and third. The game is tied. Conley stands on deck. Rivera in the hole. The payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So that'll end the inning. We'll head to break. When we come back, the Braves will see if they can keep this game tied and walk away with kissing your sister. We'll be back in a flash.
We can't Herbie Dern your frazzle dazzle.
Braves country is AFC South country all season long.
Drive starts at the one and looking for a little breathing room, and they get that in. Plenty more. Derrick Henry still going. Stays in bounds. He might go. 99 yards for the touchdown. Unbelievable.
Touchdown. Full
slant. Caught. Touchdown. Marquise Lee. And he punts the ball into the stands.
Deep. And he's got it. Keelan Cole. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
AFC South on Braves country.
Ford, Chevy, or Dodge?
Chevy all the way. It's the heartbeat of America.
I'm going to go off the reservation on this one. Like,
imagine that.
Now I have an actual American truck. I have a Nissan. You laugh. My truck is made in Tennessee and it's going to spend most of its life in Alabama. That's American. What are we going to do for Chevy? Isn't Chevy made in like Mexico or something? I know Dodge is made in Mexico.
So Chevrolet's made up in Michigan, Detroit City.
That's not America.
Armchair.
Cars from all over America come to find a new home in Florida, just like you. I moved here after the draft. I noticed there was one thing missing from this great town, a celebrity-endorsed used car shop. That's why I founded BJ's Used Autos. Every one of these beauties is freshly painted. They look brand new. We have new models coming in every morning, usually around 2 a.m. We can get you anything. I've taken the skills I've learned as a pro football player to the used car business. Smash, grab, and run like hell.
The bat is made of turned ash, less than 42 inches long, not more than 2 3/4 inches in diameter.
You're listening to Braves Country Baseball. Please like and subscribe today. YouTube.com/@Braves Country. Welcome back. Pitcher on the bump for the Braves now is Roel Munoz. Roel Munoz will face Robert Moore to lead this off. Radcliffe and Reyes are also due up. First pitch missed for a ball. It's 1-0. The 1-0 pitch swung on, dragged over to second. It's going to be a 4-3 put out, and there's one away. Braves are looking to walk out of here with a tie, which honestly would feel like a win because the Philadelphia Phillies played all of their starters through the fifth inning and unloaded their entire bullpen. Munoz, next pitch on the way, swung on, comebacker up the middle, scooped by the shortstop, 6-3 put out, and there's quickly two away. Well, the Atlanta Braves, and obviously these games don't mean anything, but the Atlanta Braves had only a few starters playing today, and they put most of their I don't want to call them scrubs, but guys that aren't going to be anywhere close to the big league roster around the third, fourth inning. First pitch on the way for Munoz to the right-hander, swing and a miss. Reyes, it's 0-1. You know it is a showdown of titans when both guys don't have a profile picture up on your screen. The 0-1 pitch down below the knees, 1-1. 1-1 count. Munoz kicks and deals, swing, and that ball's laced into left field. Going to get down for a base hit. Cutting it off is Milligan. He'll hold him to a single. And the go-ahead, well, the winning run for the Philadelphia Phillies stands on first with two away. And that'll bring Cody Clemens to the plate. Stick around for the post-game show. We won't do a long one today, but we are going to get in the habit of doing post-game shows. The post-game shows during the regular season will follow the game immediately, so we are going to start them today. For those who might have missed the memos, we're doing a pregame show heading into the game. It'll be about a 20-minute pregame show. And then the postgame show, depending, will be a little longer. As the first pitch on the way is the check swing did not go around. The 1-0 goes to 2-0. Munoz really working quickly. Righty-lefty matchup, runner on first, two outs. The 2-0 pitch just misses off the plate. It's 3-0. Castro stands on deck in the hole as Podkul. Muziotti would be after that if it continued. The 3-0, high and out of the zone, nowhere near the zone, ball 4. First pitch on the way is right there for a strike on the outer edge. It's 0-1. Rodolfo Castro, 1-for-2 with a single in the 6th and a run scored. The 0-1. Rocks and fires. Man, oh man alive, is he pinching him. Misses it outside. It's 1-1. The 1-1. Kicks and deals right there for a strike on the outer edge. It's 1-2. So down to his last strike. A 1-2 count. Runner on first and second, two outs, 7-7, bottom of the ninth, swing and a miss, strike 3. And they are not going to play extra innings. We did get the official Walt Weiss and Rob Thompson's motion to themselves, the game is over. So what do you do here? Braves tie, Braves tie, your Atlanta Braves tie. Very, very strange indeed. But, hey, I'll take that as a win. We're going to take a very quick break, reset, put the video on, and hit the post-game show. We'll be back in a flash.
He is not the love of your life. He is literally just a guy. Hit him with your car.
We're one out away, Braves country, from a trip to the World Series. Whatever superstition you've got, do it.
The entire city of Atlanta, the entire South is standing on their feet, trying to will the Braves into the World Series. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And swung on and ripped over to Dansby Swanson. Dansby's got it. He fires over to first. Maybe sound the trumpets. Do the chop through the streets. Your Atlanta Braves are headed to the 2021 World Series. Oh, baby.
The batter has only a few thousandths of a second to decide to hit the ball. And yet the men who fail 7 times out of 10 are considered the game's greatest heroes.
You're in Braves country.
Pretty entertaining game. First game of the year that the Braves actually were on camera. So if nothing else, you take that away from it. As far as the A.J. Smith-Shawver, look, this post-game show won't be very long. But typically our post-game shows are going to show up right after the end of the games during the regular season. It'll be a separate feed, and we're doing that. It's a long story while we're doing it. Basically, if someone doesn't catch the game from the night before and they just want to see the post-game show, it allows them to be able to see it without trying to sift through the entire play-by-play. But the pre-game show and the game will all be on the same feed. The post-game show will be a separate feed, and we will have that link in the comments pinned prior to the game, so you know exactly where to go. And typically what'll happen is if there was a lot to talk about, we're talking, you know, be a sizable show. If it was a snore fest or not a whole lot happened, probably around 20 minutes to a half hour. But today we're going to be a lot shorter. Essentially what we're doing today, just going to talk about the guys that played. And then we do have a couple things to keep an eye on as far as long-term here in spring training. One of the main things that you want to keep an eye on are some of the guys that are going to be trying to make the team. And we'll get more into that as the spring rolls on. But so far this spring, and I'm not just talking about today, I'm talking about in general, I think you got to love where the Braves are in from top to bottom, from the starting pitching to the bullpen. You're really just talking about fine-tuning, figuring out who the number 5 starter is. And anybody that has any comments or questions, fire them into the chat. I will answer them immediately. Starting the season, when the season begins, we are going to have a phone line open for the I know that's a dangerous thing. Just please be as clean as you can, because this will be going out on radio as well. We don't want to have to block people's numbers. That's not why we're doing it, to give y'all an opportunity to vent or to brag or whatever you want to do. But anyways, the 5th starter is the biggest question for the Braves. We know it's going to, assuming health, we know it's going to be Strider. It's going to be Freed. It's going to be Charlie. It's going to be Sale. What order? I don't know. If they want to go lefty-righty down the board, then they would probably go Strider, Freed, Charlie, and then Sale. And then Sale is perceived better. They're trying to manage his innings as well. And then obviously the 5th starter would be a right-hander, whether it's Ronaldo Lopez. I still think when it's all said and done, Ronaldo Lopez was signed to be a bullpen guy. If you didn't see his actual contract, Ronaldo Lopez was signed to a three-year deal, but there is a fourth year that's a club option. So very well could end up being a four-year deal. And if you look at his splits with Lopez, and I know people fall in love with the idea of a great starting pitcher, but look at the big picture. If you look at his splits, he is decisively much more dominant as a reliever. And one of the reasons is you don't see him a second and third time through the lineup. You just see him the one time. And he has two very dominant pitches. To be an elite starter, you need three or four. So he may even break with the team and be the number five starter, but I still believe when it's all said and done, he's gonna be a hell of a setup guy. If your bullpen is healthy, you're going to have, working backwards, you will have Rossell Iglesias. You're going to have Minter on the left side and Lopez on the right side. And then you work back from that, and you're talking about, I mean, they're going to be, when he gets his feet under him, Tyler Matzek is back. And he looked pretty darn good the other day. Chris Sale has looked phenomenal. He went 2 innings, 4 strikeouts. You can't ask for anything better than that. AJ Smith-Shawver, he was a little shaky today. Once again, the biggest thing that I took from it was that his breaking pitch was hanging. His fastball, though, he was darting it all over the place. So, and look, we're also talking about a young kid. So he's still developing as a pitcher. I mean, he broke into the majors last year at 20 years old. What were you doing at 20 years old? I guarantee it wasn't staring down the teeth of Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto. But all in all, I thought the Braves played a pretty solid game. The guys that got in. Giles, by the way, how about Kenan Giles? Comes in for 1 inning, 3 strikeouts. I mean, Katie bar the door. He was absolutely phenomenal. You had Hughes came in, was pretty decent. Martinez numbers are going to look impressive, but his stuff didn't look very impressive. He came in for 2 innings, 3 strikeouts, 1 walk, but his stuff didn't really blow me away. Munoz has pretty good stuff, but he did leave a couple of pitches over the plate. But the big thing I would take away from today is Shawver has got some work to do. He's probably not going to start with the team anyways. He's probably going to start off in the minors. I still think he gets at least somewhere between 5 to 10 starts this year. The guy, if we're going to give a game ball away today, I know we don't do that a lot on the preseason or spring training, I think you got to give it to Chadwick Tromp. 2 for 3, a home run, a double, 2 RBIs. I think he's got to get the game ball. Michael Harris, he swatted one again. So the home run by Tromp in the second inning. You had Harris with the home run in the, what inning was that? The third inning. Horn hit one in the ninth, that 2-run shot. And all in all, I thought it was a pretty clean game. We were hit with 2 errors, but the one was a bad, almost handcuffed the second baseman, Lopez, and that is literally, when you look at that, that was a spring training error. That was one of those things where, first of all, not much of a chance that he's going to have much time up in the big leagues at all this year. Second thing is, it's that literally looked like a spring training error. And then the other error came from our pitcher from the pickoff move that sailed over the first baseman's head by about a foot. Those to me are spring training errors. They weren't dumb mistakes, and you'll live with that. The only really bad mistake that I will say was Liberato getting picked off at third. If you're going to do that double suit, you got to go. And he was kind of caught with his hand in the cookie jar. And obviously these are just spring training games. It doesn't really matter who wins, but it, in all, would have cost us the game. Kelenic still hasn't had a base hit yet, but you can't overreact to that. And I guarantee you, people are dragging them on Twitter already going, are you kidding me? We made a terrible move. It is spring training. He's going to be on the team. And I think one of the best things about this, when you look at the big picture for Jared Kelenic, is that there's going to be no pressure on that young man to hit at the beginning. And he's going to be in a loaded lineup, and as long as he plays solid defense in left field, doesn't make dumb mistakes, doesn't kick coolers, or whatever the hell went out there in Seattle that cost him, what, 90 days? As long as he doesn't do that, I think he's going to be a solid five. I still say his best spot in the entire order, we'll see how it plays out, but if I'm building that order today, the batting order, I want to see Michael Harris a little higher in the lineup this year. He's paid his dues. He's not the number nine hitter anymore. And you want to see his bat more often. As you put a guy in the nine spot, the good thing is he's going to be hitting right in front of Acuna, and it's almost like you're rolling over the lineup again, and I get that part of it. The bad thing is there's going to be a lot of games where he only gets three at-bats as opposed to four, and that can be the difference in a win or a loss. If it were me building the lineup, I would have Harris sitting sixth in the lineup just after Marcelo Ozuna, who would be fifth, obviously, following up Olsen and Riley and Albies and Acuna, right? You put Harris at six, you put the catcher, whoever the hell it is that day, at seventh, and Orlando Arcia at eighth, and put Kelenic down at the ninth spot. Because if he's hitting ninth, Jared Kelenic's going to see a lot of fastballs because Ronald Acuna Jr. is standing on deck, licking his chops, getting ready to rock and roll. That is a guy that you want. You want that young kid coming in with no pressure and getting fastballs. I still feel like Jared Kelenic is going to be one of those deals. When we get to October, November, we're going to go, damn, that was a smooth deal. All he's got to do is be better than what Eddie Rosario was last year, and I think that's extremely doable. And they still have years of control left on this kid. Was he 24 years old? They still have him like for another 4 or 5 years. I mean, this lineup is going to be outstanding. The starting pitching rotation, it may start with Reynaldo Lopez. I still think Bryce Elder is going to be your number five for the bulk of the season. Lopez will be in the back of the bullpen, and Shauver will come up and do spot starts, along with another a lot of guys that we'll get to see. And the bullpen, we'll talk more about that on Saturday. Remember, Saturday, first pitch, 105, we'll jump on about the same time we did today for a pregame show, about a 10-15-minute pregame show, and then we'll get you set for first pitch of Braves Blue Jays. They haven't announced who the starter is for that, but it ought to be a pretty good one. It ought to be a pretty good one. We could get Charlie Morton. We could get Max Fried. So it ought to be one of those guys, because just the way it lays out, you would think that would be the same. Okay, Strider's probably pitching tomorrow or Friday. So there you have that. We'll get more into that as we go along. But good seeing everybody in the chat. Still got some rust to knock off, and we're trying some new things this year. There's some stuff that we got for the 2024 season on the production end that we're not going to debut until opening day, for obvious reasons, because we didn't want to let the cat out of the bag before the season started. But it ought to be a fun season. I hope y'all enjoy it. A lot of hard work is going behind the scenes on the production end of it, and like I always say, I'll try to do better each day as far as the play-by-play, give y'all the best broadcasts that I listen to these other radio broadcasts. And one of the main reasons why we did it from the jump was that we wanted to bring baseball to people the way I think it should be brought to. There's, man, I'm telling you right now, there's some broadcasts that I hear at times that I feel like they phone it in. Now, don't judge me too bad on today, because I had a lot of things that went bad on the technical side, but we'll get that figured out hopefully by Saturday. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. Y'all have a great day. Braves and Phillies tie. Blech. Kissing your sister. Blech. It's worse than kissing your sister, especially when it's the Phillies. Ugh. You know, about the last damn thing I wanted to see when I found out that we were going to get the first game to do was that it was going to be the Phillies. Ugh, I'm tired of looking at them. We get the Blue Jays on Saturday, looking forward to that. And then the following with it, Thursday, we get the Red Sox, then the Yankees, and then should be the Red Sox that one after that. But we're going to get an updated card with all of them up. But look, all of our spring training games are already posted for upcoming events on our YouTube channel, Braves Country Radio. So just check it out. And we got several games, more this spring than what we had last year. Y'all have a great one. Great seeing everybody in the Jeremy and Goat and Daniel. And who else we got? I'm missing here. I'm trying to do this chronologically as I go through here. But Robert, Yelton. Couple of folks that we did, Denise, we saw Denise. A couple of folks that we didn't see that's normally here, but it's also a Wednesday afternoon spring training game, so I get it. Y'all have a great one, and go Braves. Well, at least we didn't lose this one, right? We can figure a way to at least tie them in the postseason. I think they'll give us the tiebreaker and let us get through. Y'all have a great one. This is Mac McGee with Braves Country Radio. We are bringing you pitch by pitch, play by play of your Atlanta Braves all year long. Please like and subscribe today. It's free, and it helps us bring you more of the game we all love. Braves Country Radio, your home for the classic call of Braves Country Baseball.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
Braves Country, I'm Mac McGee. Join us for pitch by pitch, play by play, the classic call of Braves Country Baseball. We're bringing you Atlanta Braves baseball all year long. Jump into our pregame show, Braves Country Today, just before first pitch. Stick around for the postgame show, Braves Country Tonight, where we will open up the phone lines and react to your calls or your comments all year long. That's Braves Country Radio, pitch by pitch, play by play, your home for the classic call of Braves Country Baseball.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's The Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.